and said, with a lofty look of compassion for my insignificance, "In you, sir?" "B." "B, sir," said I, growing warm. "I have nothing to do with you, sir," returned the gentleman. "Pray, let me listen." "Oh." He enunciated this vowel after a pause and noted it down. At first I was alarmed, for an express lunatic and no communication with the guard is a serious problem. The thought came to my relief that the gentleman might be what is popularly called a rapper, one of a sect for some of whom I have the highest respect, but whom I don't believe in. I was going to ask him the question when he took the bread out of my mouth. "You will excuse me," said the gentleman contemptuously, "if I am too much in advance of common humanity to trouble myself at all about it. I have passed the night, as indeed I pass the whole of my time now, in spiritual intercourse." "Oh," said I, somewhat snappishly. "The conference of the night began," continued the gentleman, turning several leaves of his notebook, "with this message: evil communications corrupt good manners." "Sound," said I, "but absolutely..."